With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Bet365. It's lovely to have you with us. Oh my goodness, otherwise it would be so boring. My name's Marcus Speller and Pete Donaldson's here.
Hello Marcus.
Jim Campbell's here.
Hello.
Luke Moore is also here.
If they weren't with us, we'd just be talking to an empty room for no reason at all.
Which we do too regularly.
Which is how we started.
Yeah. We did that for some years.
All right, yeah.
It's not Luke's kitchen today though, it's a studio. With mics and everything. It is the preview show. It's also very close to the weekend. Aren't we all lucky as a result?
happens every week.
Yeah, that's right. We're close, Jim, aren't we, to Arsenal versus Chelsea?
We are. It's Sunday.
It's a big one, and it's important at both ends of the table. Lol.
Yeah. It's a must win for both teams, and as we all know, that can't happen.
Yes.
Something's got to give, hasn't it? I mean, Arsenal, again, you know, they've drawn the last two games, talk about the title credentials and blah, blah, blah. They you know, have a bit of a blind spot with Chelsea. They've not been great against them in recent years. In fact, I think Gus Hiddink was in charge when Chelsea beat Arsenal 4-1 at the Emirates, which was quite the shellacking, which they won't want to repeat.
Already putting the foundations in for an Arsenal loss.
I'm worrying. I'm worried.
Preparing for Monday's recording.
Yeah, indeed.
Even with your new footballer, Nacho Monreal.
Yeah, well, yeah. Remaining footballer.
Sanchez and Ozil are back, reportedly.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're going to be back.
Obviously a great thing. But it is a chance for Arsenal to put a marker down and say, look, we're not going to fade away here. We ain't no mugs. We're serious about lifting that trophy.
Yeah.
And hopefully that will happen. And there'll be loads of John Terry own goals. Diego Costa will get sent off. It could be an absolute carnival.
When it comes to Chelsea, it's fairly easy to draw up a wish list of things you want to happen with them, isn't it?
Well, say easy. How long do you go on for?
That's true, yeah. You've got to really put the effort in. I mean, Chelsea haven't lost since the middle of December. Are you worried about their improvement in form?
Well, they are better. They really have something to prove, don't they? And Arsenal are a team that they like to step up against. We have a bit of a kind of mental struggle against them. I wonder if Mourinho being gone will also remove that.
Didn't last time when Gus Hiddink was in charge.
Though. Well, exactly. Mm. So it's a tough one. But I think Arsenal certainly have the quality to win the game. And if Sanchez can hit the ground running, Ozil's back in the side as well.
It would be classic Arsenal to lose this one.
Or draw it, even drawing it. Because you save face if you draw it, but it's not really of much use to them,
Jim,
with City improving.
You and your fellow Arsenal fans often use the expression they'll Spurs it up, obviously in reference to Spurs and their inevitabilities. Could we not use they'll Arsenal it up?
Oh, we absolutely could.
Yeah.
But, you know, if Arsenal something up and Spurs something up, Arsenal finish high.
We'll get into the Champions League.
I'd rather be Arsenal, personally.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Leicester are playing Stoke at the weekend, aren't they? So, I mean, if they improve Arsenal's result, then they basically go above them. And then Man City are away at West Ham and they're only 1 point behind. So the pressure is on Arsenal. I mean, as much as it can be in January towards the second half of the season.
But that said, they're in the best position they could be in, really, in terms of pressure.
Of
you want to be top of the league for hosting Chelsea. Because, you know, even in Chelsea's ridiculous form they've been in this season, Arsenal didn't beat them at the Bridge.
No, he didn't. Absolutely. Right. There was something very inevitable about that result as well. Was it a 0-0?
No, it was 2-0. Diego Costa was very elbowy.
I think.
Did Arsenal have two players sent off? Was it Gabriel and maybe Cazorla?
It was Cazorla, I think.
Yeah, which seems odd.
Yeah.
But they let Costa get to them and they've got to not do that this time.
But Dan, you see, you're talking about Arsenal and Leicester and Manchester City, rightfully so, at the top. But look at the bottom, with Chelsea in 14th. See, Newcastle are 18th, but Shelvey's got them going.
He has.
They're going to be right up that table.
The engine
room.
Like a rat up a drainpipe, Peter. and then, you know, Swansea, I think they're playing Everton. Everton leak goals, you know, and Bournemouth are below Chelsea as well. They're playing Sunderland. There's a chance there. Chelsea, it's must win, Jim, as you
it
say.
Is, it is.
But that, I mean, it, but the thing is, I know you're being slightly frivolous there, but all the games are must win for Chelsea. Now. They are. Yeah. I mean, if they win, they might go up to 13th if West Brom don't beat Aston Villa. I mean, that's what it's come to.
Can we do an hour-long special where we just ruminate on what it would be like if Chelsea went down?
We've got
like,
to do what we
actually
can.
Actually went
well,
down.
We still can. Well, there's still only 4 points off relegation. We should definitely do that while we still can.
What would
make
Chelsea...
it a paid-for one.
Well, yeah. What would Chelsea be like if El Chapo had bought the club? Now, some of you may know El Chapo, the short, I believe that means in Spanish, the Mexican drug lord who
Joaquin
recently...
Guzman, his
yes,
name is, isn't he?
That's right. He recently got recaptured after he was in prison and then he dug a massive, big, long tunnel that would put Steve McQueen's lot to shame.
Evading McBain in the process.
Pete, if you were a drug lord, which football club would you buy?
If. Drug United FC.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Needle Town.
Yeah, Needle Town syringes.
The syringes. Go syringes.
Mm. Yeah.
They do sound like an MLS franchise.
Would you buy Weed Stone United?
Oh, dear. Someone came prepared.
Yeah. No, I didn't, actually. Oh, that's off my dome piece, mate.
Again, the dome piece. Yeah, that was in the news recently. Wasn't it? El Chapo was interested in buying Chelsea FC.
Probably would have passed a fit and proper person,
wouldn't
it?
He
would have done, wouldn't he?
Oh, easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Easily.
He still looks to be in
sale for it.
He would now.
Yeah.
He'd be fine with it.
Al Pacino as Scarface would pass a fit and proper person, wouldn't he? He would.
I would like it if he got in. Well, no, I wouldn't. If he got in charge, if he bought Chelsea, get big Wilco, Ray Wilkins, back at the club, because he refers to everyone as a chap.
He does, yeah.
It's a match made in
chap. And young man. Look at the young man there. He's very much a young man.
Yeah. All right, chap, Chapo. Yeah, chap, Chapo. It would just be endless.
Dead.
Imagine how different the last 10 years or so.
Body hanging off the ruin M40. Yeah. Yeah. That's what happened.
As an example to the other staff.
Yeah. I can't believe you've done that to Wilco. He's the nicest one of us here. Yeah. What chance have the rest of us got?
No, that's not Wilco, it's Keegan.
No, he'd be flying the helicopter going, I don't know what this is for. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing, El Chapo?
Just dig that tunnel. I've been here 3 days.
I just want to see me wife. Just let her go. This isn't her fight.
An early mention.
It's not even my fight.
It's not even my accent.
Oh, dear. Well, if it's the difference between Wilco surviving and dying, I'll do it. Right, how about this, Jim?
Why do listeners expect us to talk about the game when we read about El Chapo potentially buying Chelsea? I mean, what else do they expect from us?
Yeah, I know. Arsenal make more money on match days than Real Madrid, Barcelona, Manchester United and Chelsea not put together.
It makes sense, but I was at Arsenal for the Newcastle game around the turn of the year. And
it's expensive.
The guy who sat in front of me was... So his season ticket, and this is a general season ticket, is £1,600.
Yeah, yeah.
And what do you get for that? 19 league games and a few cup ones?
Yeah, you get the Champions League games as well.
But only three, I think.
I think it's the home games that they're involved in. I don't know if it's just the group stages or the last 16 and then that's it, traditionally.
If you get 25 games, that's about right. You'd say about that, yeah, because 19 Premier League games.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically £64 a ticket.
Yeah. But also,
on
top of that... I mean, the food's expensive as well. The programmes are expensive. There are magnets that pull money out of your pockets. It's all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough, Jim. Fair enough.
The food is delicious there, I must say.
It is good.
It is blummin' good scran.
Not everyone has access to the parts of the stadium.
Emirates dog.
Yeah. No, just the normal punted stuff.
I say this, I've been in a box at Arsenal.
Dr. Adidas box. I've never been in a box at Arsenal, but I have played on the pitch. So.
Do you know what, right?
Where's the invites to this?
Hey. Yeah.
You're a proper fan, Jim. You want to be among your people.
Jim, I only had a plus 10.
There's your dancing girls.
It was a real Chapo, wasn't it?
I mean, you could buy this one, you know. Yeah. I'll decide. Yes, you will.
Yeah.
He's here. And then Sean Penn turned up. Ashley Cole. Let's have an update on Ashley Cole. Because obviously Arsenal versus Chelsea is the Ashley Cole derby.
Yeah. Fondly remembered at both clubs.
Yeah. He swerved off the road getting to this one, I'll tell you.
On to the LA Galaxy, he marches.
God, he's going to struggle with the roads, isn't he? He won't drive on the other side.
He won't be able to swerve off
swerve
the road.
Onto the road.
It's absolute gridlock in LA. He ain't going to swerve anywhere.
I was half a match late for the LA Galaxy.
What an amazing surprise!
When I was going to see LA Galaxy, I only got the second half.
Yeah.
But a policeman did recognise me from the Football Ramble. So
because you were late. Oh, it must be Pete.
Oh, yeah. From the Football Ramble.
Yeah.
He had a gun, Marcus?
Do policemen always recognise you?
So Ashley Cole's
I've
getting
seen
a gun.
This guy's face
it's every policeman's wallpaper on his phone.
Is that right?
My face. And El Chapo. Me and El Chapo.
Well, actually, you know, that said, just saying about Ashley Cole getting a gun, he did used to like taking his
air rifle
to training, didn't he?
Did he?
An air rifle in LA is small fry.
Yeah
exactly.
Someone needs to have a word with him. Take him to one side and go, look, don't take the air rifle.
Yeah. Get like a Wagner Love style rocket launcher or whatever it was he took to that party.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that harking back to a very old story there.
I think that was an anti-tank missile, wasn't it?
That's right. Yeah. Something weird like that. Google this.
Wagner Love, he went to a favela funk party in one of the favelas in Rio.
That's what they call to the tourists. Favela funk party.
Didn't reel me in with that. No. I went to the Wagner Love Swedish bazooka party or whatever.
Swedish gun off.
It was Swedish, mate.
There's a guy, I forget who it was now, but an NFL player who went to a night out to a club with a gun shoved in his sweatpants and shot himself in the foot. Literally shot himself in the foot.
I'm glad you said foot there.
Not as glad as he was.
No, that's right.
So, yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah,
crazy. Blew your bits off.
Crazy. Yeah, Ashley Cole, take note.
That's right.
Be careful.
Oh, we got a Jermaine Pennant update. Well, last week we talked about him having a successful trial at Tampines Rovers in Singapore.
I think it's Tampines. A lot of people got in touch. Tampines, I think, yeah. A lot of people got in touch with about five different pronunciations.
A lot of people?
7 or 8.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
that's not bad.
Yeah.
It's
more than we have downloads.
It's more than people ask me about that blooming yacht.
Pennant will be moving there. He will be going to Rovers.
Yeah. That's how they're known.
Or Rovers. And he said, I don't look at it as a lesser league. It's just another chapter in my career.
Right, it is a lesser league.
Yeah. The BBC reported that the Rovers chairman refused to give details of Pennant's salary, telling reporters it was a sexy figure.
Oh, nice. And in the most egregious typo of the week as well, the BBC also reported that he's 44 because someone was pressing the wrong number when he's actually 33.
Yeah.
So I remember looking at it going, that can't be right.
Yeah.
Is that one of those ones where, like, you know, you find out that, like, Chris Sutton's still only like 25? Yeah. That can't be right.
But he's like thinking his career's gone so badly they've just chucked a decade
It would totally change
playing age 44.
You think to yourself, Pennant, 33, shouldn't be playing there, but 44, he's done well. He's done flipping well. There's a Midlands derby on the weekend as well.
There
West Brom at home to Aston Villa. Villa on a bit of a run, 4 points in their last two games.
It was a dark, horrendous, lifeless tunnel. And now I think there's possibly a match.
A Tony Pulis-shaped silhouette at the end of it.
A smoking matchstick at the end.
It only seemed to happen, this upturn of fortune, when the supporters started shouting at the captain. Remember when they had it out on the pitch?
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying more of that.
Action.
More of that.
Shout at Mika Richards and
you'll be all right.
There's a rumour suggesting Nemanja Vidic, who is now a free agent, could join Aston Villa.
Yeah, it's a funny one, isn't it? Because on paper you think, well, that's brilliant, but at the same time, why has his contract been cancelled at Inter? Because, you know, his later stages at Man United, he really, really did look off the pace. He just looked like a completely different player.
He's not had a good time at Inter. That does seem like a far-fetched one, but the newspaper columns do need inches.
But the thing is, I mean, what is he competing with at Villa? I mean, he's competed with Micah Richards, Julian Lescott, Kieran Clarke, who doesn't get a game.
They've got a number of training cones.
Yeah, Kieran Clarke should actually get a game, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, apologies, Aston Villa fans, if I've got this wrong, but I don't think he plays an awful lot. And he's looked fairly comfortable on the ball, at least in my opinion. But, I mean, think about West Brom. You look at this game, you think, oh, West Brom are pretty solid. They'll win this. They're not actually that solid, West Brom. I mean, they've not kept a clean sheet for a while now. I think they've had one in their last 10 or something, and they can see 30 goals a season.
Mm. True, but this
and
is the type
only
of...
four points off relegation. Six points off relegation.
But Pulis is the type of manager who knows the importance of this Midlands derby, and he'll think, this is a team who are struggling, and he will draw this up and think, this is how we're going to unpick them. You know, it's the kind of thing that a wily old operator like Pulis loves. Mm.
And at the same time, though, for Villa's sake, I think the derby atmosphere that will be present will actually be good. They need that motivation.
Mm. Oh, I do think that West Brom, they're 11-10 with Bet365 for the game, and they're favourites, as you'd expect. I mean, they're at home and they're higher up in the league. And they are a better team than Villa. I mean, Villa are still... making sort of baby steps toward putting some sort of run together.
They need to hurry up.
Well, absolutely. I mean, they're 10 points from safety. Mm. And they're 14-5 to win the game. I mean,
but then for Villa, you win this one, you win a local derby. My goodness, that'll give you such a shot in the arm.
Would you be interested in a 1-20 on Aston Villa being relegated this season? Mm. You're not getting much value out of that.
You really aren't.
You'd have to stick a fair whack of cash on that.
You certainly would. We're going to talk a little bit more Premier League after this.
Hi, I'm Andy and Dublin, and when I'm not banging my cube, I'm listening to the Football Ramble.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Bet365. West Ham host Manchester City. Oh, hey, this is a big one. Mm. Manchester City stuffed them at the Etihad.
It's all fallen into
no,
place.
Sorry, no, sorry, West Ham stuffed Manchester City at the Etihad.
Come
sorry.
On.
And,
why do you hate West Ham
get your
so much?
Stuffings yeah. right.
Hang on.
Why do you hate them so
yeah,
much?
Why do you hate West Ham?
Why do you hate the team that won the World Cup so much?
I don't.
Yeah, what have you got them? Against the West Ham way?
What have you got against the boys of 66?
What about the Krays? They were nice to their mum. They only hurt bad people. What have you got wrong with the Krays for?
What have you got against Green Street and a lot of saris?
I came here for some football chat.
What have you got against markets? What have you got against the working class and jelly eels and the spirit of the Blitz and we'll meet again?
Pine mash as well.
Pine mash and eels.
What have you got against not being able to get on the tube afterwards for like an hour?
Yeah. What have you got against the Krays' granddad, Cannonball Lee?
What have you got against the Moving Ground next season?
What
have you got against Karen Brady?
What have you got against that northern actor in Green Street's Cockney accent?
Oh, I'm from.
What have you got against that actor who went to my school?
What have you got against Pete's school?
Kieran Bew.
Went Hartlepool.
Get out.
Yeah.
Come on, Marcus, get on with it. What you got against Lynx?
Which one of these would you like me to answer first?
None of them. Please okay. move on.
All right. Yes, West Ham, they beat Manchester City at the Etihad.
Oh,
and I hope they'll beat Manchester City again. Moving on to Sunday. No. it's a big un. This is the kind of match Manchester City, they're trying to get to that top spot, aren't they?
Yeah, they've got to win. I think this is a thigh rubber, and I'll tell you what, I think it's a thigh rubber, because West Ham are actually a pretty good team, despite what I said at the beginning of the season about how it might be disastrous for them. Mm-hmm. It's all falling into place for Pellegrini.
Despite losing to Jonjo Shelvey last week.
Jonjo Shelvey and Wijnaldum alone.
Yeah, sure.
Did you see that thing about Jorge Sampaoli leaving Chile?
Yeah.
And Pellegrini's now come out and said he doesn't want the Chile job. It's a no-brainer for him. Well, 62, go back home to your adore in public.
I think with...
Maybe he thinks he's got one last big job in him.
I think that's
like Danny Glover, Lethal Weapon.
No, he was saying that he was too old for it. He was always retiring, wasn't he? Was Pellegrini's quite the opposite?
Yeah,
absolutely. I think Pellegrini. I think you're right, Jim. He wants one more big job in Europe, and then he'll go to Chile. I would imagine, because he said he's not interested at the moment.
Okay, right.
It would be a wonderful homecoming, though. It really would be for Pellegrini. It's a shame about Sampaoli how it's ended for him at Chile, because it was such a match made in heaven. He made them one of the most entertaining and cohesive sides in world football. He won them their first Copa America, so for it to be a bit of a fallout. But then Sampaoli will probably come to Europe, you would suspect.
I'll tell you what's great at the Premier League at the moment, though, just looking at this game, it made me think that there's not one team in the Premier League at the moment who's in really great nick.
There isn't, you're right, Arsenal
at the top of the league, they're on the back of two draws.
What's also interesting on a similar vein as well is there aren't that many that are playing particularly badly as well. It's a strange balance of well, I guess competition is what we want, isn't it?
I mean, would you say Manchester United are still in the title race? Louis van Gaal certainly thinks so. And what are they, 7 points off the top?
Yeah. Well, on that stat alone, then yes, regardless of how they're playing.
Okay,
yeah.
okay. Well, Van Gaal said that after the last game where they did. Won.
Yeah, so we all think that, fine. Under Moyes, 22 games, 37 points.
Yeah.
Under Moyes, 23 games, 40 points.
Oh, wow.
That shows you, and they were seventh, they're fifth now. That shows you how ridiculous it is at the top.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? I was looking at this game, I think, because, as you say, because you rightly say, because West Ham have already beaten City this season, I know that West Ham, I don't know if this is still the case, I'd have to look at the facts and figures, but back in the start of the season, we were thinking of West Ham as a counter-attacking team or a better on the road. Yeah. I don't know if that's still the case. So, that aside, West Ham or draw in this game against Man City with Bet365 is 6-5. I don't think that's a terrible bet at all. Because other than the fact that we don't know how much form Aguero's actually in. Because Sergio Aguero came back last week with a couple of goals, and he is quite a streaky player, isn't he? But we don't know how fit he is, how close he's going to be to another injury. But if West Ham can keep Aguero quiet, they've got enough about them, I tell you, because there's not a creative player in the Premier League I'd have over Payet.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, at the other end, with no company, Payet could really, really hurt City. If Mangala has a bad game, and he's had a few this season, then Payet is so clinical that he could really hurt them. Yeah. I wonder if West Ham will play as they did against Chelsea, though.
He sounded like a hammer that he could really hurt them.
He could really hurt them. They really do some damage.
I think the reason West Ham did so well against Chelsea, and that was on their home patch, wasn't it? That's because they weren't expected to...
Round their manor.
Yeah. That was a little while ago now, though.
It was.
Shall we move on to Sunderland versus Bournemouth? This is a big one down at the bottom end, and it's Big Sam against Eddie Howe, the old school versus the new school of English football.
Is that unfair on Big Sam? He likes his pro zone, he likes his technology.
He likes his cold bath thing.
He likes his
cryogenic chamber, like Michael Jackson.
Well, we're not talking about personal lives here. maybe that's a fair point.
I think it's a little bit... I mean, I don't want to have a go at you because you've put the running all together and I appreciate that. But I think Big Sam is a bit harsh on Big Sam.
Would you say he looks the part and he's had an immediate impact?
First impression.
Sunderland.
He's never been at a club that have been really blessed with really creative attacking players. So he's had to kind of cut
Bolton,
his cloth accordingly.
Newcastle,
yeah, exactly.
He did get some in Bolton. Yuri Djurk, I haven't played.
Yeah. I can't keep up with all this stuff. Is he liked by Newcastle fans or not?
No, nobody.
Who was the last manager you did like?
Keegan.
Hang on.
Well, Robson or Houghton or...
That was a genuine question.
Yeah. Well, probably Chris Houghton then.
Yeah. Houghton always seemed like a good egg to me.
Yeah.
I would completely agree with that.
You're absolutely right. But this is a huge one down the bottom end of the table. And Bournemouth, they're a very entertaining side. Would you fancy Sunderland or Bournemouth in this one? I think there's goals in the game.
Yeah, definitely. Some fascinating stats on this. So Bournemouth have scored the most goals in the first 15 minutes of the season, and Sunderland have conceded the most. Bournemouth have won the most penalties this season, and Sunderland again have conceded the most. Right. So it looks very scory from Bournemouth's point of view. But Sunderland have shown a bit of late as well.
True. Speaking of that penalty thing, it's just reminded me of a stat from the West Brom Villa game. The referee, I think it's Robert Madley, I think he's called. It might be his first season in the Premier League. He's certainly a very new referee at the top level. He's awarded 10 penalties in his 15 games this season.
It's drunk with power.
Yeah. So basically, he's more likely to give a penalty than not.
Yeah, well, and with all
it's
those,
like Phil Dowd all over again.
With all those stats in mind, if you're a Bournemouth fan, you're thinking, that is a long trip. Sounds like it's worth making.
Worth going up there. Yeah. If you're going to measure it in goals per mile.
You're going to see a penalty in one mind.
While we're talking about Bournemouth, have you ever heard of a place called Kimmeridge Bay?
No, I haven't.
It's a lovely part of the world down in Dorset, not far from Bournemouth, and forms a part of England's Jurassic Coast.
Oh, I've been to the Jurassic Coast, yeah. Been to Lulworth Cove.
Clever girl.
I could see you at home in a cove.
Thank you very much.
washed up from something.
Recently, Jim...
Castaway.
Talking of washed up things, recently there was quite a discovery in those parts. Obviously that comes not long after the news from Argentina and that incredible archaeological dinosaur find there. The Jurassic Coast has perhaps found something equally as important. An ice lolly wrapper with Kevin Keegan on it dating back 40 years...
I saw this.
...was found on the beach.
How does it affect the fossil record?
Oh, I'd imagine it boosts it a lot. Julie Hatcher from Dorset was strolling on the beach and said, "I was really shocked by the amount of little bits of plastic. The whole beach was covered. I saw one and thought, this doesn't even look worn. My husband recognised it from when he was a kid. It lasted 40 years in the sea."
Can you imagine the amount of engines that's got caught in?
Yeah.
Just goes sending to show them to their doom.
No stone goes unturned when it comes to Keegan and Julie's on this show. Yeah.
We may as well just start like a blog on the website just about Keegan.
Yeah.
Or just attach a GoPro to him, because he won't notice.
Incidentally, on this week in 1996, Newcastle beat Bolton 2-1 to go 12 points clear at the top of the league.
There you go.
There
you go. Comments, please.
But there is a place in Dorset, I think, also where Lego washes up quite frequently.
There is, yeah, because a cargo container was I think it was part of a shipwreck, and they haven't managed to recover it, and the Lego went everywhere, and every so often it washes up.
And the best thing about it is it's kind of nautical,
like Kevin Keegan.
It's nautical themed Lego.
Really? Oh, is it really? Yeah. Excellent. Because I know one of the beaches on the Jurassic Coast is Charmouth, and that is very well known for just washing up ammonites on the sand. So you can go there pretty much any time. The best time to go is after a storm, they're all washed up from the bed. And literally just lying on the beach, you'll find little ammonite fossils, beautiful, which are millions and millions of years old. It's fantastic.
Whenever I go to the beach or whenever I pass a beach, I always think I'm going to find some ambergris. Yeah. I'm obsessed. I know what it looks like. Mm. I know what it smells like. I know what it feels like. Mm. If a piece of ambergris comes within 100 yards of me, I'm having it.
When I went to Chalmers last time, I was there with the girlfriend, and I didn't really know that you had to just pick them up on the sand. Mm. And so I went onto the sort of cliffs at the back. I was just rummaging through the cliffs. And this guy came along and went, "That's a World Heritage Site. You shouldn't be doing that." sorry about that.
Vandal.
Yeah.
You're worse than ISIS.
I had no idea. I had no idea. These clay cliffs have been there for like millions of years.
I'm just clambering up. This big lumbering man from Portsmouth. Yeah.
And that's destroying the coast.
And that's my bet of the week, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. What are the odds on finding something to do with Kevin Keegan washed up on a beach on the south coast of England?
I'd have to get on the phone. That's a telephone special with Bet365. Yeah. To get in touch with
What is our bet of the week, though, Luke?
Our bet of the week is, I'm reliably informed, 4 goals or more in the Sunderland versus Bournemouth game, which at the time of recording, and odds are subject to change, of course, is 5-2. So with a £50 stake on that, with all the winnings going to Prostate Cancer UK, of course, you receive £175 back, so £125 profit. Don't forget, you must be over the age of 18 to bet, and please gamble responsibly. For more information on responsible gambling, go to gamblerware.co.uk, and all odds are subject to change.
There you are. Pete, do we have any emails?
We've got a couple of emails. Do you want to hear one from Testicle Matt?
Yes!
Testicle Matt, back in the building!
Testicle Matt, back in the building. Good day, Ramblers. He must have heard the last show and must have heard mentioning Matt.
Well, Pete, I'm not being funny. I've put out about 5 or 6 tweets over a period of a couple of years about Testicle Matt. And now he comes in like nothing's happened.
He says, "Good day, Ramblers."
Good day.
It's been a long time, gentlemen. Mm. Following on from last week's email from Matt in Sydney, I can categorically confirm it wasn't from me. Top story, though.
Yeah.
What I can confirm, though, is that despite testicle-related injuries during the World Cup of 2010, all is fine in that department, as my good lady has given birth to a beautiful baby girl this Christmas here in Switzerland.
Testicle Matt.
Well, they work.
Wait, you might need to take your clapping away, because he says, "The truth is, this email has been 3 years in the writing, as we had our first daughter back in 2013.
My
intention had always been to let you guys know, but I seem to have been on the world's longest paternity leave."
Late than never.
He's had father duties, he's moved from 3 countries, he's fell asleep during every single televised match, and Notts County have had far too many managers in that time, and he's enjoyed the ramble right the way through. Thank you, Testicle Matt.
Those are some well-travelled testes.
Find it hard to believe he only had time for just one email, but yeah, fair enough.
P.S. Does the P.S. in an email still annoy Jim?
Yep.
And there is no way that Jeff Goldblum is A-list.
Oh, come on! You made that up.
No, I didn't.
Because it's obviously true.
I'll tell you what, you come back into our lives for this amount of time, you can get away with that sort of nonsense.
It's like an errant dad coming back at
time
wedding.
For an email. Takes a minute.
Don't get
me
started on Goldblum.
Just to let us know you're okay. Give us 3 rings. Just let us know you're okay.
Here's the second and final email, and it's a doozy. Faisal Bin Jamil. Mm, who we spoke to before, haven't we?
Friend of the Ramble.
He's friend of the Ramble, isn't he?
Yeah. Possibly.
"Hey guys, I live in the Middle East and have the pleasure, in inverted commas, of watching Richard Keys and Andy Gray on a weekly basis.
We are sorry about him.
Some weeks are better than others, but my word, did they have a classic moment this weekend. I was watching Chelsea versus Everton on Saturday and the ref just blew for half time. As the players are walking to the tunnel, Lukaku is having a word with Courtois as the camera zooms in on both of them. Lukaku and Courtois both have their hands over their mouths as they talk, presumably so no one can lip read what they're saying. This is shown in the background as Keys and Gray are talking, and they both look at the screen at the same time, only to share one of the most classic Keys and Gray's moment I have ever seen. Keys points at the screen in disgust and says, 'What on earth are they talking about?' Gray says, 'I don't know. They're probably speaking in Belgian.' Keys says, 'Then why are they covering their mouths? We can't speak Belgian.'"
Yeah, it's all about you,
Richard. Proving that they not only lack a basic understanding of nearby countries, but that they also genuinely believe that the world revolves around them.
Yeah.
Could have just made a bit of banter, he says. "Could I be your resident Keys and Grace correspondent? Yes. I used to volunteer in the stables, and I'm not reading that bit." thank you, Faisal.
Hashtag Gibbon Mitts.
Thank you. Well, not 2 weeks in a row.
He has to put hashtag Gibbon Mitts on every email.
Otherwise, thank you, Faisal. Yes. That's fantastic.
There we are. We've come to the end of the Football Ramble preview show sponsored by Bet365. If you want to get in touch, the email address is show@thefootballramble.com. The Twitter is @footballramble. The website, of course, is thefootballramble.com, and we're back next week. Say goodbye, Pete.
What are they talking about?
Say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Luke.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.